Todo Chévere, tu podcast, episodio 14. Los verbos superpoderosos del español, parte 2. Buenos días, buenas tardes o buenas noches, querido oyente. ¿Cómo estás? ¿Bien? ¿Genial? ¿Regular? Yo estoy regular, estoy resfriada. Have you noticed my voice? Yes, it sounds a little bit different. But welcome to the second part of a series of 7 episodes regarding the 7 super powerful verbs in Spanish. In episode 12, you got some basic uses of the verb ser. This week, you're going to hear about the verb estar. The English verb to be has 2 meanings in Spanish, ser and estar. So both are the 2 sides of that same coin. That's why it's very important to get to know when and how to use them, you see? Let's complete the topic. The verb estar has several uses. I want to focus on 3, which are indeed basic, such as how to express your mood and emotions, how to express location, and how to express what you are doing. So let's begin. Number 1, talking about mood and emotions. At the beginning of any conversation, after greetings, what do you say? Or what do you ask? Here's a hint. I always open the episode with that question. Yes, that's correct. This is correct. It's correct. That's right. How are you? I always say, ¿Cómo estás, amigo oyente, amiga oyente? And today I said, estoy regular. So it means so-so, not so good. Estoy regular. Because I got a kind of cold. So, my proposal. Let's create 4 mini dialogues between you and me. Vamos a practicar. I know you're happy. You feel happy. Happy is contento o contenta. I ask you, ¿Cómo estás, oyente? And you answer, estoy contento. Estoy contenta. ¿Listo? ¿Ready? Good. ¿Cómo estás, oyente? Did you say estoy contento, contenta? Eso es correcto. Good. This time you are worried. Estás preocupado, preocupada. Let's say it again. Preocupado, preocupada. I ask you. ¿Qué tal? ¿Cómo estás? Sí, muy bien. Your answer is estoy preocupado or estoy preocupada. One more. Now you estás estresado o estresada. You are stressed. ¿Qué tal, amigo oyente, amiga oyente? ¿Cómo estás tú? Did you answer estoy estresado, estoy estresada. Or you can also say, so-so, estoy estresada, estoy estresado. Fantástico, muy bien. One more dialogue. This time, estás ocupado or ocupada, which means busy. I have something to tell you. I wanted to ask you politely. So you say, ¿Tienes un momento? ¿Estás ocupado? ¿O estás ocupada? Like saying, do you have a minute? Are you busy? Okay? So, now, let's go. ¿Tienes un momento? ¿Estás ocupado? ¿Estás ocupada? Yes or no? Okay, if your answer is no, you can say, ahorita no, not now. Estoy ocupado, estoy ocupada. But in case that you're not busy, you're not ocupado, you can say, oh, no, no, dime. No estoy ocupado, dime, ¿cómo te puedo ayudar? I'm not busy, tell me what can I do for you. Okay? So, ¿estás ocupada? ¿Estás ocupado? Sí, estoy ocupado. Sí, estoy ocupada o no, no estoy ocupada. No, no estoy ocupado. ¿Qué? An extra note, a cultural note. Maybe you noticed that in the previous mini dialogues. In an informal conversation, we usually combine up to 3 greeting expressions. Like when I say, hola amigo oyente, ¿qué tal? ¿Cómo estás? ¿Todo bien? So I said, ¿qué tal? What's up? ¿Cómo estás? How are you? ¿Todo bien? Everything okay? Everything alright? You see, you can combine one, you can say 1, 2, or 3. That's normal. And in the following example, I want you to listen other way to use ocupado or ocupado, and that is in a different context. When you're, for example, you're on the bus or on the underground, and you want to sit down, and you see an empty seat, you can ask, disculpa, o disculpe, ¿está ocupado este asiento? Or you can also ask, ¿está libre este asiento? So let's say again, ¿está ocupado este asiento? ¿Está libre este asiento? And in both cases, the message means the same. Is this seat taken? If another person asks you that question, how can you answer? What would you say? No, no, no está ocupado. Or, qué pena, si está ocupado. Or, what a pity, yes, it's taken. Okay? In every example that I mentioned above and you and me practiced, contento, preocupado, estresado, preocupado, all of them finish in the letter O. So they refer to a masculine gender. In case you want to turn them into feminine, you just have to change the ending O for the letter A, and then you will have contenta, preocupada, estresada, ocupada. However, there are some words that combine with this way to express emotions, like for example, triste, sad, impaciente, impatient, alegre, joyful, feliz, happy. You see, ending is triste with an E, impaciente again with an E, alegre again E, or feliz with Z. So, since they do not end in O, cannot be transformed in feminine using the A. So, it means that in these cases, you can use the same word for a man, for a woman, or for any other gender you want to express. Okay? By the way, alegre, feliz, and contento have similar meanings. So you can, they are synonyms, so you can use one or the other. At the end, all three express felicidad, happiness. Before the episode ends, I have something to tell you. Todo Chévere 2 is the podcast to learn Spanish with short lessons with an experienced native teacher. It is suitable for beginners and intermediate learners who want to review the language. My goal is to help you to speak Spanish with confidence. If you want to go faster? Why not taking private lessons? Then contact me at emilia@spanishahead.com. Good, let's continue with today's episode. Use number 2. Estar to express location. ¿Dónde estás, oyente? ¿Estás en casa? At home? ¿Estás en la cafetería? In the cafeteria? Oh, let's grab a coffee, please. ¿Estás en la oficina? In the office? ¿Estás en el auto? In the car? Yes, I'm asking you, where are you? ¿Dónde estás? Anytime that you want to know to mention the location of a person, an object, a place, you use the verb estar. For example, ¿dónde está Toledo? Está en España. ¿Dónde está el auto? Está en el taller, in the repair shop. Oh, it's broken. Or, do you want to know where the tallest waterfall in the world is? I tell you. ¿Dónde está la catarata más alta del mundo? And the answer is, la catarata está en Venezuela y se llama el Salto Ángel. The Angel Fall. Have you heard about it? It's beautiful. Now let's go to use number 3. And this is how to express what you are doing. Let me give you an example. Tú estás aprendiendo español. En este momento estás escuchando un podcast. ¿Any idea? ¿Verdad que sí? Absolutely. What I said is that you are learning Spanish. Right now you are listening to a podcast. And yes, building the sentence to inform things that you are doing at the same that you are speaking. I mean, those phrases like I'm driving a car, studying for my driving test, or I'm preparing a glorious dinner for St. Valentine's. Those are the kind of sentences in English. And the use that I'm trying to explain right now, and I bet I have accomplished my mission, is I want you to build the same sentences in Spanish, and for that reason you use the verb estar. Yo estoy escuchando un podcast. Tú estás escuchando un podcast. Tu amigo está escuchando un podcast. No, estoy, tú estás, él o ella está. So, the question is, amigo, ¿qué estás haciendo? And the answer is, estoy escuchando un podcast. Let's practice. Amigo oyente, ¿qué estás haciendo? Yes, estoy escuchando un podcast. What about if you ask me? Can you remember the question? If you want, pause the audio and go back. Yes, you have to ask me, Emilia, ¿qué estás haciendo? And my answer is, estoy grabando un podcast para mis queridos oyentes. I'm recording a podcast for my dear listeners. So, now let's change a little bit of activity. Now we're going to use leyendo, reading. Ask me. ¿Qué estás leyendo? Good. ¿O qué estás haciendo? Good. Both are right. If you want to know the activity, ¿qué estás haciendo? If you want to know exactly, you already know what I'm doing, so you have to say, what are you? An example. What are you doing? ¿Qué estás haciendo? Estoy leyendo. ¿Qué estás leyendo? Estoy leyendo una novela. ¿Cómo se llama la novela? Se llama 100 años de soledad. Okay, so what are you doing? I'm reading. What are you reading? A novel. What's the name of the title of the novel? 100 Years of Solitude. Okay, now let's do one more. Ask me, what am I doing? Did you say, ¿qué estás haciendo? Great. Estoy viendo una película. Could you ask me what film? Yes. ¿Qué película estás viendo? Ah, estoy viendo The Expanse. Okay. Last one. Comiendo una ensalada. Having a salad. So, can you figure out the question? Of course you do. ¿Qué estás haciendo? Estoy comiendo. Can you make a second question? Yes, exactly. ¿Qué estás comiendo? Estoy comiendo una ensalada. Maravilloso. Así es. You see? Wonderful. Wonderful. Now, just for the end of the episode of this explanation of STAR, let's combine some of the content of the STAR with the content of episode 12, SER. Because at the end, they are the same verb in English, to be. So let's see. You ask me, ¿qué estás haciendo? Go. ¿Qué estás haciendo? Good. Estoy leyendo. What can you ask next? What about location? Yes, you can ask me, ¿dónde estás leyendo? Great, where are you reading? Okay, I'd say, estoy leyendo en el parque. Nice place for reading. Now, ¿qué estás leyendo? Ah, estoy leyendo un cuento. I read a short story. Okay, so in a way you can start a short basic conversation combining what you have already learned from episode 1 and the first super powerful verb ser and this episode of the super powerful verb estar, and just to create questions and answers, you see? That's wonderful. So what I have to say is that you just complete a lovely dialogue. It was a great job, my friend. Excelente trabajo, amigo oyente. Felicitaciones. And let me tell you, next super verb is to have, tener. I invite you to subscribe to the show if you have not done it yet, and activate the bell for new episodes notifications. Thank you for coming, and it is indeed a demonstration of your support. So why not invite family and friends to join us in this exciting path in Spanish. Nos encontramos el próximo jueves y hasta pronto.